I believe in gods. In the same way that cavemen would have believed when an earthquake sent the ground shattering and shaking below their feet. When the natural world presents you with something you can't understand, of great magnitude, lightning, thunder, a volcanic eruption. The only way to instinctually explain it is the gods. God is intuitive. We are born with the belief that there is something, someone, there, everywhere, all at once. From an anthropology viewpoint, God or gods are part of the human spirit. In the same way you instinctually remember fleeing the cold, dark reaches of your basement, and how you reached the bright, burning sky for clarity. There are pre-programmed fight or flight mechanisms that create the human spirit, and I don't think they're meant to be overridden. What is wishing upon a star if not a tiny little prayer tacked onto a meteor, hitchhiking a delivery to the heavens? I don't think the world's gonna end, even though I contemplate its demise daily. It's a worthy catharsis, amidst considerable chaos and catastrophe the opening ballot of the 21st century has shown us. The climate has changed, biblical events befall us, and our 244-year-old democracy is eroding against the tidal waves of the Industrial Revolution, selling out for a digital revolution. After the apocalypse, when the damn panic ends, life will still be here for thousands more years to come. Then after that, I don't think life is supposed to end. I think it's meant to build from nothing. And sometimes the only way to start from scratch is to dismantle and recycle. Trying to find hope in the fact that our planet, Earth, has survived for billions of years and balanced the great odds of time to create the right conditions for life to exist and then to thrive. And considering the vastness of space, the infinite unknown, coupled with Murphy's Law, the calamities that we have managed to avoid, feels divine. Life as we know it has already ended. There will be a fault line forever ripping through the 20th year of the 21st century, similar to how a war severs a man's timeline. There is always before the war and after the war. It dictates the organization of their memories, but the dust always settles because the earth keeps turning and gravity keeps pulling. Pulling the dust down to the earth to cover the past and feed the future as the ideas of now take root and sow themselves into the dust.